from Sweetest Friends. We are continuing. This is the fourth shiur, and we were discussing the sheet of the Yad Elyon, Yeshua's Yisrael. Bedlegavi Pidgin Aben, we say that Bidiyevet Achol Habikon Lemafreva Ben Padev. Somebody gives money to a coin, and then you find it afterwards that he's a cholol, that the coin was not a proper coin. So, just like by the avoda, if we find that it was a chol of the avoda k'shera, so too, we say that the ben is padui. So we'd like to bring a raya to that shita, b'derech hachidud, that this is correct, that the son is considered padui. And that is as follows. At the beginning of Makis, it says that edim that were made about somebody that's a ben grusha don't have to pay, they just get malchus. It's mashma that there's no hechitimtzi for chi of mammon. If there were, then we would say that there wouldn't be malchus. It means if there's a hechitimtzi, then we say that there's no malchus because mamona mishal and mokal lo lucky, like the Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Mem Bezos Gimel. So there's no hechitimtzi, there's no scenario of mammon. That's why they get malchus. Now the Ritva and Makis, Dibar Maschil Vataima asks, why is there no chi of mammon if you're made somebody's a ben grusha? There should be a chi of mammon because they were zaymim lahafsid le matnas kahuna. They were zaymim to make him lose the matnas kahuna. So there should be, when they say he's a ben grusha, they're making him lose money, so why shouldn't they have to pay money? So the Ritva answers three answers. One, he says it's lo kaitza. There's no set amount. The Torah only says v'sisan al kasher zaman b'midi de kayetz. If it's a set amount, there's no set amount how much matnas kahuna is going to receive. So memela, there's no tashlumei mammon. Number two, it's because it's a suffix. Mi'yamer, they're going to give matnas kahuna since it's a suffix, so they don't have to pay the edim zoma don't have to pay the person they wanted to make into a ben grusha. Number three, that ikar sa'ad usai deboy l'poslam kudol asher kasher zaman. The ikar sa'ad edus. They can't themselves become chalolim, like the Gemara explains. So since on the Iker Edus you can't do kasher zaman, so in mammon, we also say that they're not chayiv because there's no hazama le chatzayin. Those are the three terutzim of the Ritva. There's no half hazama. You can't make them chayiv mammon since you can't do the kahuna part, the chalol part. You also can't do the mammon part. Those are the three terutzim. Now, if we say that by pidgin a ben a matnas kahuna, if you find that he's a ben grusha, the coin has to give back the pidgin, then we have a kasha. There is a chi of mammon. He was makabel the hay slime. And the other matnas kahuna that he received, and now he's going to have to give it back. If you say you have to give it back, then we have it seer that there's going to be a chi of mammon. He received pidgin aben a matnas kahuna, and now he has to give it back. Now, the first two terutzim of why there isn't a chi of mammon are not going to help us over here. Why not? Because it is kites. There is a set amount, whatever he actually received. That's the amount that he's going to have to return. So memela, that's what they have to pay, the hidden zomim. So that's number one, that teretz won't work. And number two, it's not a suffix, because he did receive this money. Only the third teretz is going to be good enough that you can't make them edim zomim on half. The first two teretz in one work, so must be, for the fact that you don't find the chi of mammon, it's muchach that if they give him mammon for pidgin aben, he can keep it. He doesn't have to give it back. Otherwise, he'd have to give it back. And again, the two of the terutzim in the Ritva wanted to give as to why there's no mammon don't apply. So according to these terutzim, he'd have to give it back. But he doesn't. You see that there's no chi of mammon. So obviously, he doesn't have to give the money back. So that's a raya that even if it's no dashu cholol, you don't have to return the pidgin aben money, and therefore there's no chi of mammon for edim zomim. However, you really can't prove anything from there, because even if we learn like the Yad Eliyahu and the Yeshuas Yisrael, that you don't have to return the Yavid, he's a Kohen if he's found out to be a Cholo. We still have a Kasha, where the Kohen himself is a Bechor, or he has a Ben Bechor since when he was a Kohen Kasher, he was Pater from Pidgin HaBen. And now that you find that he's a Ben Grush, he has to be put himself, he has to be put his children. So, they're making him lose money. Because now he has to be paid himself. So we wanted to prove that he doesn't have to return the money because the Edom Zomer are getting Malkus. The only way he's getting Malkus is not Tzir of Mammon. So we said there must be no Tzir of Mammon. If he's found out to be a Cholol, when the Edom Zomer says he's a Ben Grusha and he's a Cholol, see, obviously he doesn't have to return the money. That's why there's no Tzir of Mammon, and Mimele all there is Malkus. But the truth is, Be'echrech, there is a Tzir of Mammon, because he didn't have Pidgin HaBen. Now he's going to have Pidgin HaBen. And that brings up the Kasha again. So how come there are no Mammonists over here? There are Mammonists. The Pidgin HaBen that he lost. And it's Kayitz, and it's Davar, it's known. It's not Miyamar. We know that they really made him lose that money. We know that he didn't have to do Pidgin HaBen, and has to do Pidgin HaBen. So there is a Tzira for himself, for his children. So there is a Tzira of Mamana, so why is there Malkus? So you can't prove from this Gemara that if somebody's found out to be a Ben Grusha, that with Mafreya, pigeon was a good pigeon, and the son is Paddy when he gave it to this person who turned out to be a Cholo. Because the Gemara says there's Malkus, and that means there's no Mammon. But it's not true, because we have a Tzir of Mammon. In the case where, right, if they say he's a Ben Grusha, then that means that he's going to have to pod himself, pod his children. So there is Mammonus. So bringing, you can't prove from those other cases, no, there's no Mammonus. He doesn't have to give back the money he received. Pigeon HaBen for Manas Kahuna. Because since there's Malkus, there must be no Mammonus. We prove there is a case of Mammonus. And in fact, the Aruch Lener already noted this. And he said that the Edom can say, we didn't know. Right? He comments that, what about having to return the Pidgin HaBen money, the Manas Kuna money? So he says the Edom, someone could say they didn't know. But it's dochak to say that they can say, we didn't know that he was a Bechor. We didn't know that his son is a Bechor. Bechor, they could have, you know, guessed it, possibly. And yet they were still made as a Ben Grusha. So they were trying to make him lose money. So they were mafsid and mammon. So there is mammonis involved. So that question then would hang fire, why there's no, let's use the third teretz of the Ritva, but the first two terutzim. Why there's no why there are Malkus? There's Mammon involved, because he's going to have to be paid himself, his sons. Hakoponim, we learned Mamish Dvarim Niflaim in these four Shiurim. Just to review some of these four Shiurim, just to review some of the points. Das HaRambam, Pidgin HaBen is given the Zichrei Kahuna only. Aaron Ubanov, the Reim Psachim and Kedushin writes that you can give it to Kavis Kahanos, and even says you can give it to the husband. You can give it to the Kohanis and Asuli Yisrael, and that's why Rav Kahana received for his wife, who's married to a Kohanis. The Pri Chadash writes that the reason is the Yisrael can take for his wife that the Mistama Nichala, the Haknos Hamatanis the Baila, and he wasn't explaining, didn't explain how the Baal Zoicha. We said maybe it's Midin Evit Kenaini. that de mashezot no telabal nechshav kizachse b'zeh ishto. That he's being mezakeh her. It's like by Eved Kenayni, that where we have kedushin midin Eved Kenayni, that Reuven gives money to a woman. He says marry Shimon, so he's being mezakeh. Akupanim the pritoyar says no, it's midin mitziusa ma'isi adeh. It's just like he's zochen or mitziar ma'isi daim, he can also be zochen or manas kahuna. We saw in Nafkamina that the Minchas Chinuch is mistapik if a Kohenis, that's Milresisli Yisrael. If Baila Or is not on Matnes Kuna, Avor is also a Kohenis. Can he take the Matnes Kuna for his Arusa, for this Kohenis? So according to the Pritoar, it's midin mitziusa. It's not shaykh ba'arusa. There's no mitzius. The mitziah doesn't go to the arus. But according to the Prichodesh, yeah, it's nichala that the husband should be zoche. But then we ask the kasha in the kedushin, Rav Kahana shokel sutra with pidyon haben, and we say it's the diti shavali, and it's only because Rav Kahana was a chash of a person. Not for anybody else. So, since it's only Mikoch Schias Ishtoi, so how can he say Lediti Shavali? It's not Chasha for her. We said, no, it is, because she's Miskabit when her husband's Miskabit. We saw the Mishnah Lamelech. He says that since the Rush says that there's a hekesh between Bukhor Behem and Bukhor Adam, so according to the read that Pidyon HaBen, you could give to a Yisrael that's married to a Kohenes, so Bukhor Behem Motairo also. You could give to this Kohenes who's married to a Yisrael. And then we said the same thing applies to Truma. And then we got to that, and we had a whole shiur about how even though she's not able to eat the truma, but she's still a partner in the truma. So you see that if a Kohen Yisrael are a partner in an animal, you can feed the animal truma, and therefore she's part of the Shevet HaKahuna, this Kohenes HaNesuyos, even though she can't eat truma herself, and so she's be getting the b'chor, but you can feed her b'chor truma because it's like a shutfus, right? She herself can eat truma, and her animals can't eat truma, but you could still give her the b'chor, so she's considered a shutafa, but you can still feed the animal truma, because by shutfas, as long as they're kohanim who can eat truma, you could feed the animal truma. So these are just some of the we also saw about a chatzi kohen chatzi Yisrael. You could give him matnes kahuna, you can give him pidyon haben. And we saw that you can be just like the Rambam holds that the coin is a coin, the Mafreya, was found to be a cholol for Avoda, maybe also for Manas Kahuna. And, okay, we just, that's, those are some of the Nakudas that we spoke about. And, Mirtz Hashem, if you're, Rizacha, we'll revisit the Sugya. And, it was delicious. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.